Are you a senior who is dealing with vision loss? Would you like to learn about advocacy efforts on behalf of seniors who are blind? And about support calls, where you can talk with other seniors who are also dealing with vision loss? If so, join us, the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. To learn more, visit our website, www.aavl-blind-seniors.org.
The opinions expressed on the ACB Media Network are those of the respective program contributors and cannot be assumed to serve as endorsements of products or views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, their community event, monthly community event. And today we were going to have Deborah Erickson, the Blind Kitchen, but unfortunately that will be done at a later date. But now we have Neva Fairchild from Texas, who's going to talk to us about something.
Thank you, Danette. Let me just, with a proviso, say if Deborah joins, interrupt me, I'll stop, and she can take over. I am with WayAround. WayAround is the smart tagging system that allows you to use your smartphone to identify items so that you have to answer the question, what is this, only once. You can add a tag to that item and always be able to identify it in the future. Now, that presupposes that you can tag an item. I bet you're thinking, I can't put a tag on my shoes. I can't put a tag that will stick on my clothes. I can't put a tag in the freezer. But with WayAround, you can. So we have 7 different styles of tags. 2 different styles of stickers, a round sticker that goes on anything except metal. This sticker is about 1 inch across, a little bit smaller than that. And it has really good adhesive. It's on a backing that is bigger than the circle. Have you ever had a sticker or labeling tape that you had to peel the back off of? And you're scratching at it with a nail, trying to get it to open up, and you can't get the backing off. Well, that doesn't happen with WayAround stickers because the wax paper backing is bigger than the circle and it's bigger than the square. So the circle sticker goes on anything except metal, and the square stickers go on anything and metal. Now, the distinction is because the NFC tag antenna that's inside the sticker is very small. It's a wire that's wound around really small, and if it's on something metal, the metal interferes. So on the square sticker, there's a barrier behind the antenna that allows it to still be read. Now, the stickers will stay on. They are water resistant. So you can't soak them in the sink for 3 days to get the goop out of the refrigerator dish that you put the sticker on. But if you want to, you can put a sticker on top of a refrigerator lid that you wouldn't have to soak, and it can still go through the dishwasher. So my canisters and refrigerator dishes, that type of thing, have stickers on them, and I have washed them many times successfully. So 2 kinds of stickers. Now there are also 2 kinds of buttons. Our buttons are waterproof. The button that goes on clothing has 2 holes in the middle, just like a shirt button has 2 holes in the middle, and you can sew it on. I sew mine on the inside side seam on the right, down near the hem, where there's quite a few layers of cloth to catch with the needle and thread. It's inside the garment, so it's not going to hang out below the hem of your shirt or your skirt or your shorts or your slacks or your capris or your jacket. It's hidden, but it's easy to find when it's hanging up in your closet because you can feel down the right side seam and find the button and then hold your phone next to it, close to it, within an inch. And it will read through the material. You don't have to bend the garment upside down and inside out so you can find the button and put the phone right against it. But it does read through material and it'll read through plastic in a plastic bag, etc. The other button we have is a large oval hole button. It's a little bigger than the two hole button that sews on. It's about the size of two quarters stacked together. And the large oval hole was about the size of a dried bean, like a pinto bean or something like that. So that hole allows you to put a safety pin through and catch material if you're not crazy about sewing. It also allows you to put things like elastic bands, like the kind you put in your hair to hold a ponytail. I don't recommend rubber bands like you buy at the office supply store or at the grocery store because those rubber bands dry out and break. So let's say you mark a bunch of cans or bottles under your sink with large oval hole buttons and you put them on with rubber bands and they sit under your sink and they're there for a while and the rubber bands dry out and you go to find your buttons on all of your products that are under there, and they've all fallen off because the rubber bands have rotted. So, an elastic band, a pipe cleaner, those also work great. I buy the silicone bands to put this type of button around a product that's going to be in the freezer. And so, these buttons, both the large oval hole and the two hole buttons, are freezer proof, waterproof, dryer proof, and even dry cleaners proof. So the gentlemen can mark their suits and their ties, and ladies can mark their nice clothes that have to be dry cleaned. The one proviso is I suggest you warn your dry cleaner when you take your first things in, and maybe even every time you take them in, unless it's the same person and they really get to know you. And you show them the buttons in your garments and you say, don't take these out. I've heard a couple of horror stories where people got their buttons back in a paper cup and all of their garments hung nicely on hangers with no tags attached anymore. So that's four kinds of sticker or four kinds of tags so far. Two stickers, two buttons. And then we also have way clips. These are kind of
For about
extra large paper clips. They're about an inch and a half from top to bottom. The top half of it, and they're plastic. Top half of the plastic is a tag, and the bottom half is an enclosed area with two tangs that stick up and stick down that you can put these on, let's say, the top edge of a file folder. Or you can again use a pipe cleaner, a safety pin, or an elastic band to attach them to something. With bread wrappers, you can just poke the bread wrapper through that opening and now you can identify whether this is wheat bread or white bread or rye bread or cinnamon raisin toast without having to open the bag and sniff or guess and get white bread when you really wanted wheat bread. The top half are the round stickers or the square stickers on plastic. And again, these are water resistant, so these could live outside. They can stand up in the edge of a potted plant. You put the plastic part that has the tangs for becoming a paperclip down into the dirt. You leave the tags up above the dirt, and then you can tag your potted plants and your outdoor garden, your container gardens, so that you can identify not only the plant, but you can identify how often they need to be watered and what kind of fertilizer. And because the tags are editable, you can change the information on them easily. You can add the last time you fertilized, you can add the date so you don't over-fertilize or under-fertilize. So round top means anything but metal. Square top means anything and metal. So you can put these around the can under your sink because one of the tangs is like an upside down T, so it'll hold on to the elastic band. So I have it on my oven cleaner, my Lysol, and my Raid ant and roach spray under my sink because I don't want to mix those up. I really don't want to spray pesticide in my oven or oven cleaner on my kitchen surfaces to, you know, germ get them germ free. The last kind of tag is a magnet. It's a square, flexible magnet, kind of like the magnetic tape you used to be able to put into those click click Braille label makers, and you can use the that kind of magnetic material in a lot of crafting to make your own magnets. But these are square. They're white on one side, black on the other side, so that you can use contrast if that works for you to put them on something and be able to see them better. But you can also feel them. They're about, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 millimeters thick. They're very easily felt. You can put them on the top of a can in your pantry. You can slide them under the pop top can, fruit and soup and that kind of thing. And the pop top being on top of them will not interfere with the ability to read. You can put them on the sides of like the McCormick spice cans, anything that's metal. You can put them on your refrigerator as a little reminder pad to just add and take away to-do lists or grocery lists, that kind of thing. So those are 7 kinds of tags. Again, we have 2 stickers, round and square. Round is for anything but metal. Square is for anything and metal. 2 kinds of buttons, 2 holes to sew on, large oval hole to affix with another kind of a holder, 2 kinds of paper clips, if you will, round top and square top, and then magnets. Now, how does the tag help you? It helps you by using your smartphone to create the information you want to write to the tag, and then your smartphone can read that information back to you in a free app called WayAround, which is WayAround, Tag and Scan. That's available in the App Store for Apple products, in the Google Play Store for Android products, and on the Blindshell 2 and 3. So pretty much any blind smartphone you own, you can use WayAround with. iPhone 7 and later have built-in NFC reader. Android has had NFC readers built in for a lot longer than Apple has, but Apple finally got its act together. So you can touch your phone where your NFC reader is embedded in the internal, you know, workings of your phone against the tag to either create by writing to the tag or to read it later. And the readers are in different places on different phones. On the Apple products, on the Apple iPhone, they are at the top skinny edge of the phone. So basically up there where when you put your phone against your ear, right up there where that ear opening is, and you can use the front of the phone, the back of the phone, tops in the edge. That's you know, the top of the phone. If you think about it, where you plug the power in is 6 o'clock, where the NFC reader is on an iPhone is 12 o'clock. Totally different for Android phones and for Blindshell 2 and 3. The NFC reader is located on the back of the phone, the flat back of the phone. And it's somewhere around the middle. It's not always in the same place, depending on the manufacturer, but it is on the back of the phone. So you have to put your back of your phone against the tag, move it up or move it down a little bit. And luckily, the app is going to give you a dink, dink sound, and it's going to vibrate when the phone has accessed the NFC tag, either to write or to read. Now, smartphone apps require a little bit of iPhone, Android, and I equate the way around apps level. You need to be able to open the app. You need to be able to use gestures to move around on the screen, to go forward and back on the screen. You need to be able to activate an edit area, and you can either type with your on-screen keyboard. You can dictate into the Way Around app. Okay, it's a Bluetooth keyboard, either Braille or QWERTY, to type in information that you want to add to a tag or to initially create the tag. And then to read it, you can use VoiceOver on an iPhone, TalkBack on an Android phone, and the built-in speech on the Blind Shell 2 and the Blind Shell 3. You can also use a refreshable Braille display so that if you are deafblind and you cannot use voice output, you still have access to the Way Around app. And if you just don't like hearing your phone jabber all that much, you can have access to it with your Braille display by turning speech off. Now, there is a built-in speech feature for low vision users who want to use high contrast and large fonts and that type of thing. But let's just imagine you're reading a magnet that's on a can in your pantry shelf. And so when you're wanting to read a can, you're going to want to touch the can with the top of with your other hand to know which can you're going to touch the top of your phone to or the back of your phone to. And once it reads, you know, if that's the can you want, then you've already got your hand on it and you just pull it out. And now you've got cream of mushroom soup instead of tomato soup. Well, if you're a low vision user and you're sticking your phone way back in the cabinet to touch a can, you don't necessarily want to pull it out and put it close to your face to see what the tag says. So in the settings, you can change a setting to from no speech, which is what you would want it set on if you were a voiceover user or a talkback user, to speech with just the initial description or speech of the full tag. And the reason you want to do that is because there's an edit field on every tag that's there automatically. And this is the main thing that the tag is going to say when you touch the phone to it. So, for example, on my last example, it would say Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup if you care about brand names. And if you don't, it can just say Cream of Mushroom Soup. Or if you're really into minimalism, it can just say mushroom. And you know that you buy Cream of Mushroom Soup. But you can put more information than that on the tag. You could put a custom edit field under that and put a recipe that you typically use the cream of mushroom soup with. Or you could put an edit field, a custom edit field below that, where you put the nutrition facts that you copy and paste off a website, like directions for me about their nutritional content, so that you can keep track of your sodium intake for the day, or you can keep track of other things like carbs and protein and calories and those kinds of important nutritional facts. That isn't read automatically if you have it using speech, either through the app or through the voiceover or talkback. You're only going to hear that initial description edit field, the cream of mushroom soup. And then to get to those other edit fields, you would swipe to the right to move down the screen, just like you would use, you know, to read an email or to read through a text message. The use of the tags is as creative as you can be. We have one user that has tagged his herd of cattle. He took over the operation of his family's ranch when his father retired and he was legally blind and could not access the information about his cows, and called us and wanted to know, you know, how can I tag my cows? And the metal stickers go on the back of the metal tag that is in each of the cow's ears. I guess they wear one earring on the left, you know, on the left or the right. And that's how he's able to access, you know, which cow is this? Who was this, you know, the sire and the dam? I don't know if that's what you call it in cow world, but that's what you call it in dog world. So we'll go with that. When were they born? What were their last, vaccinations or whatever, inoculations? What medical issues have they had? What kind of treatments do they have? That kind of thing. So he manages his cattle herd with Way Around. So that's kind of the basics. I wonder where we are with time and what else you would like to know.
Well, it's about 30 minutes after almost, and I think putting it, telling what kind of flower this is, or telling you what kind of vegetable, that is cool. And it sounds like the app is pretty much accessible. Can
It's
you
com yeah, it's
change?
completely.
Yeah. Can you change like maybe this cow had ha is on a second litter, or not
Yes,
litter, but you can change that.
yes. You can add
That's
to the information on any tag by editing. Once you've read a tag, the information is up on the screen, and across the bottom, there's read on the iPhone. There's a read button on the bottom left that isn't on any of the Android or Blindshell 2 or 3 because they don't lock down the NFC reader like Apple does. So with Apple, they don't want you using the NFC reader by accident. So you have to hit a read button to be able to read the tag. And once you do, then in the middle, there's an edit button. And then there's always a button on the right with both Androids and Apples. It says create, and that's how you start a new tag. And as you're creating, it's got the templates that are drop down, so you don't have to do so much typing about, product information. There's clothing or food products, grocery products, that's what it's called. There's a pantry, that kind of thing, or in bathroom and per.
some that is cool. So if anybody has any questions, please raise your hand and Sheila will call on you. And Herbie, if there's any in Clubhouse, raise your hand, please.
And
Okay.
Neva, you were going in and out a little bit, so some of the stuff you were saying didn't come across clearly.
And I'm sorry if I talked over you.
We don't have any hands yet.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Oh, Neva left.
Okay, did we lose Neva?
Yep, we sure did. Give her a second to come back.
Okay, we did. We did. Okay. So I guess this was a short call. And I thank you, Neva, who's not here, for talking about Way Around. It's very interesting. I hope people enjoyed it, and thank you, Sheila, and thank you, Herbie. And we're gonna close it. Oh, wait a minute, there's Neva. We're not gonna close it.
Can you hear me now, Danette?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. My phone overheated and it cut me off.
Oh,
We're
well.
driving from New Mexico back to Texas. Had a hot battery on the back of it and a hot sun beating in the window. So now I'm holding my phone in front of the air conditioner.
The things we have to do. So any questions, Sheila?
We do have a hand. Karen, go
Okay.
ahead.
Is it so
Okay.
you hear?
Neva, thank you for this information. So it's called Way Around that I can look up these tags.
Yes, wayaround.com is our website. Can you hear
Okay.
me?
I can.
Yes. And on the app,
Okay.
what is it called in the app that you, if you want to get it?
Yes, it's called Way Around Tag and Scan, and it is free. You pay
Oh,
for the tags. The
yeah.
tags are between $1.20 and $1.40 each. You buy them in packs of 25, or you can get a variety pack. You can buy them through our website, through Amazon, through 80 guys and through all the major catalogs.
One last question. Did you get any hot green chili as well? Or maybe mild? From New Mexico. I'm from there. I know all about the season. Okay.
She's not in a good
Neva,
place.
You're kind of on a wane.
Yeah. She's probably in that dead zone. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate you doing what you did. Yes.
What's your last question? I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
She asked if you had gotten any green chilies while you were there in New Mexico.
No, we haven't. But I have probably another chance at lunch to enjoy them.
Oh, right. And there's
no
Sheila,
other hands. No.
No other hands.
No, ma'am.
Okay, we are going to cut this short. And I thank you, Herbie and Sheila. And we will have Deborah Erickson back. And I want to thank Neva for talking about Way Around.